Welcome back to Podcast Radio. I'm Andy.
I'm Joe.
And I feel a lot better.
Yeah, you were struggling there for a bit.
I'm over my allergy sickness.
Yeah, it was more of your allergies. I don't know if anybody picked up on it, but you were feeling kind of hoarse or red.
Or I'd run away from the microphone and cough way over in the corner while you were talking.
Yeah, so if you heard me speak and no interruptions at all, it was Andy hacking up in the back.
Yeah, my fur ball.
Yeah, we could have just pushed pause, right? But no, I'd watch you run and come back.
Mm-hmm. That was better.
So, yeah, you took your headphones off, so I was saying all kinds of stuff about you.
Yeah.
So you don't want to go back and listen to those.
Okay, I'll cut it out.
There you go. I'm glad you feel better.
Yeah.
So you ready for today?
Mm-hmm.
I just told you what my topic was, but you wanted to be in on the surprise of everything.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've heard of it.
I've heard of this existing, but I didn't know it was still a thing in some places.
Oh, okay.
So have you ever heard of a sundown town?
No. No. I'm just going to say no because I... Okay.
Once I tell you more about it, you go, oh, yeah, maybe I have.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you about some Texas sundown towns. And you were like, oh, man, that sounds scary. Yeah, it'd be scary for me because I'm the wrong color. It'd be good for you because you'd be the right color.
In that town. I gotcha.
So, yeah. So apparently these towns.
Lynching.
I don't know about lynching, but they don't want you there.
Oh.
And, that was a thing. So I had researched a little bit of it. A buddy of mine told me, he says, it's still a thing. I said, I was just in that town you mentioned to me. I said, well, I wasn't treated very good. But no, wait, no. Now it's just my mind going with that. So I got to thinking, is that a real deal anymore? So I was researching a few towns, cities, whatever, here in Texas, because it's kind of all over the place. When I used to travel and play, I remember there are parts in Oklahoma where they would tell me, stay in the bus. And I was like, whatever.
In the 90s or 80s or
this
what?
This was in the 90s. Yeah. And I had on purpose, I had really long hair, so I'd get off the bus and my hair was like in braids. And I had a t-shirt that said Brown Pride.
Oh.
That didn't help out a lot. So, but nothing ever happened. It was just like, let's go. Let's just go.
Yeah.
You know, type thing. But apparently, it's still a thing in a few places. But I don't know that it's actually true. And it's not, because I looked up some of the population, and they are all types of races and people in these towns. But their history was pretty interesting as to why you couldn't be there. So, yeah, you got the card to go anywhere you want.
Right pigment.
You're the right pigment. Yeah. Yeah. You get your pigment ID that says you can. So basically, this was done in the late 1800s, early 1900s. A lot of these towns passed ordinances. And they were coupled with, these ordinances were coupled with violence and intimidation to just basically keep black people to comply with the rules. And in New Hampshire, or I'd like to say New Hamster, called an act to prevent disorders in the night. That was the law they passed. So that was in 1714. So this law was passed in an attempt to blame African Americans, Native Americans, and mulatto servants as slaves for nighttime disorders. So they were just kind of blaming these other races and stuff for things happening. So it wasn't just them also. It was Asians, Mexican Americans. These places just were like not having it.
Because they're the ones committing all the crimes, right?
Yeah.
White people never commit crimes.
Never.
They're not the number one serial killer race in the world.
We did have that one guy who was in Los Angeles, the satanic guy. He was kind of creepy.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. But that had this pentagram on his hand. Uh-huh. You know. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any truth to some of this sometimes. But then again, I wasn't there. So I don't know. Things get kind of like blown out of proportion, but so there were unwritten rules of these sundown towns, and I'm going to struggle through this whole thing saying sundown towns. Basically, there was no need to have a law or anything basically stating that non-whites are not allowed. It was just kind of assumed. It's you know, you can't be here, you can't do this, you can't, and it was kind of an unspoken law.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of weird, or ordinance rather. So they were pretty prevalent all over the place, but in Texas, there were 11 that were the most popular ones. You might have been to some of these. And there's one in here that's kind of interesting to me, but Alba, Texas.
Ever heard of
Alba, Texas? So, Alba, Texas is just east of Dallas. As a small sundown town in northeast Texas with a population of just under 500 people. It was founded in 1843, and it's always been an all-white community. In 2000, the town made headlines for being 98.6 white. So basically, they were allowing other races to live there now. But, I mean, never been to these towns, so I don't know who all lives there. But according to, you know, the stats of who's living there, they do show that some blacks, Hispanics, Asians, and whatnot live there. How about Alvin, Texas?
No.
This one is just south of Houston, almost by Galveston. It's in Brazoria County. The population is 27,000 people, and about 1,000 of being black. In 1933, Roy S. Lapham was murdered by a mysterious axe slain on Christmas morning. The suspect was a black man, but citizens refused to believe that theory, primarily because practically black people are not allowed to live in Alvin. So they kind of got away with it, maybe, because it couldn't have been, because they're not allowed here.
Oh, not allowed out at night.
Yeah, either, period.
Yeah.
Oh. They weren't at that point.
Oh, you couldn't even live in that town.
Yeah. They weren't even allowed to be there. This was in the early 1900s. And at that point, and Latman's home was near the Mexican quarter of the town. So it was kind of separate, kind of like here. You know, predominantly south of the tracks where I grew up, it was all Hispanics. You know, we're just kind of all separated. Now it's, you know, it's all over the place. Comanche, Texas. Ever heard of Comanche, Texas?
No.
It's over by Abilene.
Oh, okay.
And this one to me is kind of interesting because and this is the other one in here is Comanche County. I have property in Comanche County. So I was like,
are you allowed to?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think,
making sure.
Well, my stuff had been burned down. So and there's a whole bunch of non-white people living there.
Oh, okay.
So I don't, I mean, we've gone to the festivals there in Comanche, and everybody was really nice and welcoming and everything.
During the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man, yeah. I didn't think about that. You remember that time I brought all them crazy VHS tapes I showed you? I just bought all these, like, Walt Disney ones and everything else. I sent you a picture.
Yeah.
I was at a antique thrift store type deal in Comanche. That's where I was at. So Comanche County basically is home to many sundown towns in Texas. It started when Moses Jones, a black man in Comanche, killed two white and two black children, then set fire to his white employer's home in 1875. To me, though, I always got the question, what did they do to him to make him do that? He didn't just wake up and go, I'm going to go burn his house down.
Right.
Yeah. It did something. So there's all kinds of stories like that in there. Comanche, Texas itself is worth mentioning as a sundown town in Texas, as there is a long history of racism and violence against blacks. So the town was founded in 1856, and by 1860, all of the town's residents were white. In 1940, a sundown town book by James Lowen mentions that an organization in Comanche proudly said their town was the home of the purest Anglo-Saxon population in any county in the United States.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he just went on record and said that, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
You just don't say that.
Well, back then, it was no big deal.
Yeah, but to publish it and saying, nah, he just took pride in that, I don't know. It's kind of, I mean, because over in that area, Fredericksburg and, you know, in the Hill Country, you had a lot of Germans. But, I mean, they are European white, so I guess they'd fit in more to what they were wanting. So, yeah, Comanche is just, maybe it's in the county, neighboring the county where I'm at. I'm not going to say the county where I'm at, but
visitors.
Yeah, not that you'd find me, but, I mean, I'm a nothing there, but I thought it's kind of weird. So, another town in that area, just north of Comanche, is De Leon, Texas. In fact, well, they all kind of group around each other and through there. This one's linked to Comanche County as well. The Sun Downtown in Texas was also all white and had signs that said racial slurs, telling black people to stay out of town. They expelled their black population in 1886.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that from, like, you know, like Pat. He's told me about driving through certain towns.
Okay.
Even in the 80s, and they would have those billboards up still.
Really?
Or signs, you know, as big as a billboard.
Man.
Saying things.
Racial like, slurs?
Yeah, like, you know, not allowed here, or don't be here after dark, or I don't know, you know, whatever.
Wow. But I wonder if these towns, what I could not find with this when I was looking this up, I couldn't find if these towns during this time had any crime. You know what I mean? What were the statistics why they had their little rules in place?
Yeah.
Where all non-white people couldn't be there. Did they have the perfect euphoria of the town? That's just like, you know.
Yeah. And I wonder if like people that live there, no matter what their skin color, if they were even like, I don't want to go out at night. You know, right. If even they were scared, you know, some of them, I'm sure they're, some of them were just born there and raised there. It doesn't mean necessarily they were for that type of.
Yeah.
Treatment, you know, but maybe they were even scared to go out.
True. Well, growing up, we weren't in fear of things happening to us in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
We'd ride our bikes several blocks around all hours of the night. Everybody's fine. Everybody knew we'd come home. You just can't do that now.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't send my daughter out, ride her bike out in the front yard without me being there just because it's different.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know, but I could not find stats that said from the 1833 to 1912, whatever that era was in there when they were pushing all this, what was the crime rate? Like, it didn't exist.
Yeah.
But it's not, I couldn't find anything. I mean, they still had murders, they still had, but like that one place said, we can't blame this guy because we don't allow black people here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
yeah,
you know.
And they'd probably be very skewed, you know, if you had like, Ku Klux Klan sheriff and his deputies. These things are a crime, you know, these are not, depending on who you are.
Yeah.
So even if you did find some, how reliable those would be, probably not that reliable if you're allowing this, you know, propaganda posters to be all over your town, you know, and that's what you're known for. That'd be.
It'd be weird, right?
Yeah.
Those sheriffs.
Uh-huh.
So. Elmo, Texas.
Elmo.
Uh-huh. Elmo, Texas. East of Dallas, west of Alba. All this in the same area, roughly.
Oh, okay.
This was kind of weird. That's where, to me, it got weird, because it's kind of on that area, and then it did a few drop down south, like real far down south. And like, you do know your neighbor is Mexico.
Yeah.
Kind of. They're going to be right there. And I kind of looked at this topic only because I started getting curious, you know, all the stuff going on with the borders.
Mm-hmm.
They're letting everybody through.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a friend of mine who's a police officer in Del Rio, and he says it's not the Mexicans coming through. It's Chinese, Haitians, Colombians, he goes, Cubans, whatnot.
Yeah.
And if you look around here at the population, it's like.
And it's all males.
It's like Little Havana all through here. And they're mean.
Yeah.
They're real mean. So I'm kind of like, why are they here? So I started an interview one the other day at the store.
Uh-huh.
I turned on my gadget. I was going to just go up to him and ask him, you know, where he's from.
Uh-huh.
But as soon as he just made eye contact with me, he took off the other way. I don't know if he just felt my vibe that I was coming to talk to him.
And were you holding your recorder?
It was in my pocket.
Oh, okay. That's a good way to do it.
He never even saw it. So, I mean, I wasn't like talking in my pocket going, test, test.
Well, yeah.
Hey.
talking to my flower.
Talking to my left boob. So he just kind of walked off, and I thought, maybe I'm glad he kind of did, because I don't know what I would have asked after that or said. Because I probably would have popped off something sarcastic. So, yeah, Elmo, Texas basically was another one. Leggett, Texas. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. If you're from that area, sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. It's just northeast of Houston. So we're coming down south a little bit. Sour Lake, Texas, south of Leggett, west of Beaumont, so way up. It's almost by Louisiana. So this was known for having the biggest sinkholes in Texas.
Oh, wow.
And the first oil well by the Texas company, this small 1,700 town resident town is one of the oldest surviving towns in Hardin County. It was declared a sundown town in Texas around 1903. So it was, you know, way after the original one started.
Yeah.
And promoted violent exiles of black from the era. Another one in Dallas area. If you'll notice, they're kind of on this area. Terrell, Texas.
Terrell.
You've heard of Terrell County?
Okay.
So, same area and through there. West of Elmo, east of Dallas. Incorporated in 1874. Was another sundown town that did not allow African Americans to live there. Mentioned the weekly Charlotte Observer mentions in an article that very few blacks were tolerated, and in many sections, everything is done to discourage their immigration. So, those are some of the towns that were listed. Then it brought me down into another one. When I did my search, this was got weird. We talked about sundown towns in Texas.
Uh-huh.
Now, these are active sundown towns in Texas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, how would you even be able to be an active one?
I know, right? How do you just say this? We still do it. Uh-huh. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they can't stop you, but they make life hard. I don't know. This is one of the most well-known modern sundown towns in Texas and in the USA because of the large number of Ku Klux Klan members. The Klan members frequently marched through the town and burned crosses on the hills to intimidate blacks, causing many to flee. This town is called Vidor, or Vidor. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. It's just northeast of Beaumont.
Okay.
Way out east. This sundown town may have started a long time ago, but still remains an unsafe area for blacks. It was only until the early 80s that their sundown town signs were taken down. So what Pat was saying...
1980s?
Yeah. So the sign was taken down. Like you said, how were they allowed? But the sign was just removed. Mm. To me, the 80s doesn't seem that far.
No, it's like just a few years ago.
Yeah, but it's...
A long time ago. 40 years. And, like, that's weird.
And I'm like, it's just, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, yeah. So the 80s, that's when they had to take it down. Demonstrations and threats by white residents got so bad that the Federal Office of Housing and Urban Development made it priority to change the demographic to avoid an all-white town in the 90s. They moved black families into the housing projects in Vidor, but these families were harassed and threatened and forced them to move out. So, yeah, you can come, but like I said, they're going to make it hard on you.
Yeah.
Today, African-Americans and other people of color have multiple stories of racist remarks, taunts, threats of violence, and exclusions by the residents of this town. So, and you can also look this stuff. There's a guy on here doing some TikTok stuff from a black traveler explaining the experience in Vidor in the summer of 2022.
Wow. So he drove through there. Did TikTok videos while I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to see.
Yeah, I don't have the TikToks, but I'll have to look it up and see. But he did do it. He went through there, and I guess it was pretty bad. He did document this stuff. So this one is recent. We say the 80s, they took the sign down. 90s, okay, the feds had to let him move in. And then in 2022, this was still happening. So that's why I guess it's still active.
Yeah.
The other one is, and I may pronounce this wrong again, Woden, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of it?
No.
North of Leggett. Like another sundown town, Woden was an all-white community that didn't allow African-Americans to live there. Unincorporated with about 137 people, according to the 2000 census, Woden is still not very welcoming is a welcoming place to people of another color. So... Road trip. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no thanks.
Well, I mean, I kind of live in one of those areas. Well, I have a place there, so I'm going to have to go.
Well, if you go, you need a sombrero.
Yeah.
One of those blanket.
Poncho?
Poncho. Okay, there you go.
Or a serape. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Take a chihuahua dog with you.
But I bet you if I was pulling a food truck selling tacos, they'd all come.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
can I have the 3 tacos with red chili, but not the hot one?
Yeah.
Pablo. Hey, no soy Pablo. No, yeah, but it's funny because it's, I don't know that that would happen. I don't know. I think it would do well. I mean, I guess in my head, I'm not imagining that there's still towns and cities who think like that. I mean, who doesn't like Mexican food, you know? But yeah, so.
Yeah, what do they call it there?
I don't know. I don't know. I'd be curious to go through one of these towns just to see what they'd call me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I'm pretty like fair skinned, so I don't know. You know, I bet if I cut my hair real nice and, you know, and kind of put on the right stuff, I'd probably just be like, he must be Italian.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Take your recorder with you.
Yeah, but I'd have to really work hard that my accent doesn't come out. Because it does come out a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It does?
No. Well, I mean.
You just said, yeah.
Sometimes.
Ah, jeez. I'm working on it. But it is what it is.
You'd have to take a Whitey with you.
You're coming with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just tell him I work for you.
Yeah. What did I say? I go sit over there.
Sí, señor.
Yeah, we can make this work.
Yeah, you just tell him. He's laying my concrete, okay? And he's roofing my house. Sí, señor.
Well, if you know what? There's probably sundown towns in other states, too.
Yeah, I've just hit on Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, we're from Texas, so I can say this. And I'm not picking on any of these towns. I'm just, this is what I read. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to check it out.
Okay. If you got any in your state, podcast13@gmail.com. Continue to like, subscribe, and send in your requests. Until next time.